The time is now to open your eyes and see what's inside you. The time is now to raise up your voice and sing of His glory. The time.
Good morning, church family and friends. Welcome to our drive-in worship service this morning. We're glad you're here to join in the celebration worship. You know, over the past several months, we have entered a new reality where life has taken on a new normal. And that is, you're to stay away from others and you're to wash your hands if you touch anything. And all of that is in an effort to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. We live in uncertain times. We've never been here before quite like this. Schools have shut down, businesses are closed, people are out of work, and now I heard yesterday that there's new prediction of food shortages that are being reported for the future. No one can tell us when this all will end. Now, if you are concerned, you have a right to be. It would be natural for you to be concerned. But I want to ask you, are you afraid? I often hear people say, I just don't see how I'm going to make it through this time. Or, I just don't see what I can do to change things. Or they say, I just don't see my situation working out. When people say, I just don't see, they're using a phrase of hopelessness. How you see life determines everything in your life. It determines how you see God, how you see the future, how you see yourself. Everything in your life is affected by your perspective, by what you see. In the book of Matthew, Jesus said it like this in Matthew 6. He said, the eye is the lamp of the body. And if your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, then your whole body will be full of darkness. And obviously, Jesus is talking about more than physical sight here. He's talking about perspective. He's talking about seeing with spiritual eyes. What Jesus is saying here is that it's so important for you to be able to see life clearly, to see life correctly, and that you learn to see life, you need to learn to see life from God's point of view. Now, learning to see life from God's viewpoint in the Bible is called wisdom. And so, one of my goals as your pastor is to help you see clearly the path before you. It's my purpose as a pastor to help you learn to see everything in your life from God's point of view. Why? Because God always sees correctly. But typically, we don't. We see things that are a limitation to us on perspective. So much of the time, we're just kind of drifting through life going, I have no idea where I'm headed. I have no idea what's going to happen next. I have no idea what I should be doing with my life. And way too often, we lack understanding. We lack direction and we lack clarity. Now, we began a sermon series 2 weeks ago in the midst of this pandemic outbreak entitled, Lord, We Need a Miracle. And today we're going to continue with that theme with a message entitled, Before We Lose Our Way. Lord, we need a miracle before we lose our way. And what we're doing in this series is we're looking at the stories in the Bible and learning how to have faith to faith these trying times. So today, I want us to look at this issue of seeing clearly before you lose your way. In the book of Mark, in the 8th chapter, in the scripture that I read this morning, it was about Jesus using two lessons to teach us to see clearly. He uses a miracle of misunderstanding with his disciples, and he uses a miracle of healing. Both of these miracles were used to clarify and help us, even today, get a better vision, a better handle on what we're supposed to be doing with our lives in a time of crisis. So let's start with the first lesson from the scripture reading. What I would call is titled Embarrassing Misunderstanding Between Jesus and the Disciples. You remember what Jesus said? He said, be careful. He warned them. He said, watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. And so the disciples talked about that, and they concluded that Jesus was saying this because they didn't have any bread with them on the boat. And Jesus said, you guys have eyes, but you don't really see, do you? And then he gives them a little quiz. He says, you remember when I divided those five loaves of bread to feed 5,000 people? How many baskets did you fill up from the leftovers? And they said, well, there was 12. And he said, well, what about the 7 loaves and the 4,000 people that I fed? How many baskets of leftovers did we have then? And they said, 7. And Jesus said, and you still don't understand? You still don't get it? The disciples got the answers right to his questions about how many baskets of leftovers there were after feeding the 5,000. There was 12 after the 5, and there was 7 after feeding the 4,000. But they still didn't get Jesus' meaning. And here's the point. You can know all the facts of the Bible and still not get it. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you know what your problem is, you guys? You don't know the scriptures. Or even worse, if you know the scriptures, you don't know God. Now that was a great insult to the Pharisees, because to be a Pharisee, you had to memorize scriptures, particularly the Old Testament and the Pentateuch, talking about the first 5 books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And you had to memorize most, if not much of that. And Jesus says to them, you don't know the scripture. In other words, you can have all this Bible knowledge and still be out of the loop. You can know the miracle and not know the miracle worker's purpose. You see, every miracle has a message in it. In both of these those miracles where Jesus multiplied the bread in the feeding, he was trying to teach a lesson as well as meet the needs of the people. And obviously, the disciples didn't get the message. They were spiritually blind. They couldn't see clearly. Blindness can be a metaphor for a closed mind. In other words, if the Bible says that you are blind, it's saying your mind's closed to the truth. In the Bible, whenever you see blindness, it is most often used as a metaphor for spiritually having a closed mind. You know, often Jesus would say, you blind guides. Or he would say, you blind leaders. You can quote the scriptures, but you don't know what you're talking about. They weren't physically blind. That's not what Jesus meant. But they were spiritually blind. They had all the facts, all the doctrines of the Bible, but they didn't get it. They didn't really know what God wanted from them. brothers and sisters, what is it that keeps you from seeing clearly? Keeps you from seeing what Jesus is doing today in your life? What is it that keeps you from seeing that and then on the verge of losing your way? Why is it that sometimes we can't see what the problem is in our life? Why is it we're not doing what God is asking us to do? Why is it sometimes we're headed down the wrong road and we have no idea where we're going? We just can't see that God is wanting to do something different in our life. What keeps us from seeing clearly and eventually losing our way? Well, in this passage, Jesus points out from this story a barrier that causes us not to be able to see clearly. And it's the short-term memory. Jesus had to remind the disciples of the two feeding miracles. He said, remember, we look here in the scripture and we see that these disciples are all worried about bread. And Jesus says, guys, who's in the boat with you? I'm the guy who just a short time ago, I took a few loaves and I fed 5,000 people, and I took a few loaves and fed 4,000 people. And all you're worried about is whether you're going to have lunch. Jesus is saying, hello, what are you thinking? I'm here with you. I'm the one that did the feeding. I'm the one that gave the bread. You're not going to get hungry if you hang around me. Isn't that true? How quickly we forget that God is with us. God does something good in our lives. He answers a prayer. He bails us out of a struggle. He helps us by giving us a miracle. And then the next time a problem comes along, we act as if we have no hope. We don't know what to do. We don't know what's going to happen to us. In Ephesians 1:18, it says, I pray that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened. And what he's talking about here? Obviously, you don't have eyes in your heart. You've got eyes in your head, not your heart. So what is he saying? He's talking about seeing with spiritual eyes, seeing with spiritual vision. He says, I want you to see the way God sees, from God's point of view. Why? In order that you may know the hope that God wants you to have. I pray that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened today, so that you may know the hope to which God is calling you. The place you get hope is from having a view of the world of your life from God's perspective. Lord, open the eyes of my heart. Help us to see from your vision. Now let's look at the second lesson used as a means of teaching us to see. It's the miracle of Jesus healing the blind man. The key to understanding life is learning to see life from God's point of view. That's what I've been pointing out, from having a spiritual vision. Jesus is going to use this miracle of the healing of the blind man to teach us three conditions for a miracle. It says, when they came to Bethesda, some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. Now, notice Jesus doesn't go to him. They bring a blind man to Jesus. Here's the first point we learn about the first condition for a miracle. Miracles happen when somebody cares. You see, this guy didn't come to Jesus on his own. He's blind. Actually, he probably couldn't come to Jesus. He had to be brought. And caring friends bring hurting friends to Jesus. Did you hear that? Caring friends bring hurting friends to Jesus. There's a word for this. It's called intercession. Intercession is when you bring somebody before Jesus on their behalf. When you pray for somebody else, when you pray for a miracle, when you say, Lord, I have a friend, or I have a neighbor, or I have a coworker, or I have a relative, and Lord, they need help. They need food. They need financial help. They need emotional help. And oh God, they need spiritual help. And they need physical help. When you pray for somebody else, that's called intercession. It happens when caring people bring hurting friends to Jesus. And you might not just stop there at praying for them. You might lend a hand too. And I think we should do both. Who do you need to bring to Jesus? This man was blind and would have never had received his sight back, but he had some friends who cared. There are some people who don't know Jesus who are out in the dark, and they will never see the light unless you bring them to the light. Bring them to Jesus. Caring people care for their friends, and miracles happen when somebody cares. Now in the story it says they brought the blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. Now in our day and time when we're told not to touch anyone and to stay away from them, even this seems incredible here. They brought the blind man and they begged Jesus to touch him. Here's the second thing we learn about miracles. Miracles happen when we get close to Jesus. Obviously, you can't be touched by Jesus unless you're close to him. You can't be touched by him if you're far away. The Bible says the church is the body of Christ. And to be in the church or be gathered together as the church is to be close to Christ. Healing comes from a relationship with Christ. You've got to get close enough to him to know him. Comes from that relationship. The more I get to know Jesus, the more God's healing is able to be done into my life. Miracles happen when somebody cares. Miracles happen when we get close to Jesus. And then this is the third thing and the last thing I want to share with you is in the message today. It says Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. You see, the third thing we learn is that miracles happen when we trust Jesus to lead us. If this guy hadn't let Jesus lead him outside the village, he would have never received his miracle. But Jesus takes the blind man by the hand and leads him out. Why did he do that? Why didn't he just heal him right there? Well, Jesus didn't want a crowd watching what he was doing. He wasn't doing this to show off. He was doing this so that he might teach those who would listen, those who would understand. He was trying to teach his disciples a lesson. Imagine that you're the blind man. And someone, as you're out in the darkness, someone grabs your hand and they begin to pull you, to lead you. You don't know who it is. And you don't know where he's taking you. And you don't know how long he's going to be dragging you or pulling you away. And some of you might feel that way right now. You have no idea what God is doing right here today in this service. What God is doing in your life. You have no idea where He is wanting to take you by hearing this message. You have no idea how long it's going to take for Him to bring seed out of this word. Well, congratulations. If you feel that, you're getting ready for a miracle. This is called the walk of faith. When you can't see where you are going, but you believe there's a hand upon you, which is God, and God knows where He wants you to go. When you can see where Jesus is taking you, when you can't see where Jesus is taking you, all you can do at a time like that is just surrender, to hang on, and to let Jesus do what He wants to do in your life. Well, that's all you need to do here this morning. You don't need to understand it. You just need to let God do what He wants to do in your life. And if you've lost your way, and maybe you've lost fellowship with God, you need to call to Jesus this morning. You need to trust Him that He's wanting to do something new in your life. He's not going to walk you into harm's way. He's not going to ask you to do something you can't. He knows where He's taking you. He loves you. He knows what's better for you than you know that yourself. So I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, put your hands in the hand of Jesus. You remember, Jesus puts His hands on the man. Then His eyes were opened fully, and His sight was restored completely, and He saw everything clearly. So what do we learn from this story in the Bible? We learn that Jesus is trying to teach us about seeing with spiritual eyes. We learn that miracles happen when we bring our need to Jesus. And when we get close to Him, and when we trust Jesus to do something new in our life. Jesus asked the disciples at the end of this reading, we didn't read it, but the disciples asked Jesus, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "Well, you're the Christ. You're the Messiah. You're the Son of God." You see, and that was so important after these teachings of Jesus, for how we see Jesus determines how clearly we see everything else. If Jesus is not God, then we should just close up shop today, start our cars, and drive on off and go home. If Jesus is not who He claims to be. But if He is God, then He deserves our love. And He deserves our trust. And He deserves our total obedience, even when we don't understand all that He's asking us to do. When you have no idea what's happening to your life, when you have no idea about what to do about your situation, but you let Jesus take your hand and you stay close to Him and you trust Him, then that's when you're about to have a miracle. Do you need a miracle this morning? It's never too late. Let Jesus open your eyes and heal your life. Would you pray with me? I'm going to ask you, brothers and sisters, to pray this prayer in your heart. Father, you know that I don't always see things clearly. In my life needs your vision. I often miss the big picture. My perspective is limited. Jesus, I need you to touch my eyes this morning and heal my blindness. Help me to see you as you really are. Help me to see myself as I really am. Help me to see others the way you love them. Forgive me for my short-term thinking and all the times I forget the things you've done in my life. When I start worrying again about the future, when new things happen in life. Help me to see what's really important in life. Help me to see what doesn't matter, what isn't worth getting stressed over. I want my life and vision to become more focused on you. I want to have compassion for people and for the world the way you do. Thank you for this church family that helped me to grow gradually in my own spiritual vision and allows me to be a part of your vision for what you want to do in the world. Lord, we need a miracle. Lord, open my eyes now. Heal me. I need Jesus in my life. And I pray this in your name. Amen.
The time is now to open your eyes and see what's inside you. The time is now to raise up your voice and sing of His glory. And sing of His glory.
The time is now.
And sing of His glory. Thoughts of our Lord and His sacrifice bring feelings of overwhelming gratitude into my heart. The time is now to open your eyes and see what's inside you. The time is now to raise up your voice and sing of His glory.
The time is now.
And sing of His glory.